Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we were listening there to We Need Surgery. They have a new CD called We Need Surgery, actually. So we're going to listen to the single. It's Go, Go, Go.
Yeah. if I justify my empty ideals all my life. No complications, no several points of view. Love is based on what my eyes can find. You give me protection, stability, I guess. To buy all my dreams and I'll be who needs me to.
This summer, two of the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Deathlock, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour hitting Vancouver, August 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theater with special guest Gojira. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Scrape Records, and UnionEvents.com.
Saturday, July 21st, CITR 101.9 FM, Scott T's Scenic Drive, and Combination 13 presents a very special night with the return of Easy Big Fella from Seattle and an EP release party for Vancouver's own Los Furios. It's happening at the Cobalt, 319 Main Street. Saturday, July 21st. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Highlight, Red Cat, and BrownPaperTickets.com.
Back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We started the show with We Need Surgery. They have a new CD, pretty cool. Just check it out. We Need Surgery. So we'll listen to Simon Says and Go, Go, Go. And after that, we'll listen to a couple of songs from a really interesting Mexican band called Descartes a Cant. The first one was Soccerphilia was the name of the songs. Pretty interesting Mexican band there. And after that, listen to Tijuana Horse. They have a new EP called Garbage Bears, and they're going to be having a great party on July 20th at the Weiss Hall. I think aunts and uncles are going to be playing there as well. So, yeah, pretty interesting. That's for Tijuana Horse, what we're listening there in the back. Yeah, just check them out. Let's play a band from Chile. They are just relocated to Vancouver. And I saw these guys playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association last Saturday. And they really rock. They're really loud and energetic. So, yeah, let's play a song from them. They're called The Reaction. And this song is called I Am Somebody. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
This shit's got to go.
If
So that was the reaction from Chile, now in Vancouver. Pretty cool band, The Reaction. We listened to a couple of songs there. That was I Am Somebody and Cycles and Shapes. And yeah, we're having a big festival, the Summer Freak Out Festival. They're at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. That's going to be happening on the July 27 and 28. Friday, July 27, the New Values, Keep Tidy, Victories, Shitty Neighbors, Slim Fathers, and Defectors. And Saturday, Capital 6, Dirty Spells, Bomber High, Three Wolf Moon. So it's going to be a really, really cool festival there. And to talk a little bit about it, we have Ryan from the New Values there here on the phone. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, fine. Thank you. So the New Values is a Vancouver band, and yeah, pretty cool. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what the plans are for the band, or where are you doing right now, stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone that doesn't know, we're just a three-piece punk band. I play drums, and then we've got Hayes Fisher on bass and Adam Sapola on guitar. And we have just received word that our LP was finished pressing, so it's going to be shipped up, and I think after this show at British Ex-Servicemen, our next plan is to try and put together a vinyl release party.
Okay.
Probably sometime in August.
Cool. So what's the name of the CD? Is it a CD or an EP?
It's a vinyl, full-length vinyl. 45, and doesn't really have a name. Just sort of an eponymous first release.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So, any other gigs that you're playing besides the Summer Freakout Festival?
In the short term, no. Unless I'm forgetting something. But I think that we're talking about putting together at least the LP release in August, and then probably a gig at some point near the end of September, and probably a few in October.
Okay.
And just last week, two weekends ago, I did a White Album cover party for my birthday.
Okay.
And they got halfway through it before the cops shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
So on the back burner at some point, I think that we're maybe going to try and finish the second half of that record at some time in August.
Okay.
Just need to find a venue.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Cool. So vinyl, it's like a revival of vinyl lately, no?
Yeah, it seems like it, hey?
That's,
I think it's... Uh-huh. The death toll's finally rung for CDs, it seems. And so people still want something to hold, so we've got cassettes and vinyl. Yeah,
I guess since all the digital music is taking over, now CDs are not that really relevant. So is that why a lot of bands are coming back to vinyl? Because it's more artistic, it's more, you know, like...
And I think like the... I mean, people can debate this if they want, but things sound better on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I know we chose to press ours to 45 just because it's louder and fuller. But, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. And, I don't know, jewel cases just never really felt that sturdy.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to some of your songs, no, from the New Values.
Sure.
I'm really excited to see you guys playing. So, yeah, let's listen to some of your music. So, thank you, Ryan, for giving us a call here. And, yeah, really exciting to see the Freak Out Summer Festival. They're on Friday 27 and 28 at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. We should probably give a couple of tickets, eh? What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And as a footnote, I'm also the drummer in the Dirty Spells, so... I'll be there on a Saturday as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, with Greg. So Greg doesn't play the drums in Dirty Spells then?
No. He can unfortunately only play one instrument at a time.
So what does he plays guitar on the Dirty Spells?
Yep. Yeah, guitar and both.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, we'll play some Dirty Spells too after the New Values, and probably some Keep Tidy. You know,
yeah,
also awesome bands. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Ryan.
You're welcome as well.
Yeah, I'll see you soon. Ciao.
Cheers.
So that's Ryan from the New Values. Pretty cool bands. So let's listen to Axe on Your Doorstep. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
Spent all this time making it out alive. sob skank. Scotty Spanks Bucks. Here to get you all in the mood, boys and girls. It's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live at Ritual presents Psychic Paramount, Phil Manley, Life Coach, and Sinoa Caves at the Ritual Theatre on Friday, July the 20th. Come out and experience a night of cathartic expression and let yourself go with the psych rock and progressive noise of these great artists. Tickets are $12 online at liveatritual.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So we were listening to some local punk rock that are going to be performing on at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on the 27th and 28th of July, at the end of the month. So we were listening there to The New Values, Axe in Your Doorstep, and then a couple of songs from Dirty Spells, from the city, songs from the Hangover City and Maniac. And we heard a couple of songs from Keep Tidy, Follow Through, and Bots Bots. And speaking of which, we have Dustin here on the phone. Dustin, it's a member of Keep Tidy. Hey, Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm sitting on a roof right now barbecuing hot dogs.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
enjoying the summer, eh?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
It's great.
So what's happening with Keep Tidy lately?
Keep Tidy lately? We just played at Sled Island in Calgary. And we also just released a cassette tape. Oh, we're releasing a cassette tape tonight at the Biltmore for Toonie Tuesday with our friends Bad Channel.
Okay.
They're also releasing a tape tonight. It's also free for digital download on our Bandcamp.
Okay.
Other than that, we're also playing the big Freakout event on the 27th and 28th at the Ex-Servicemen's Hall on Kingsway.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Playing with The New Values, Victories, Shitty Neighbors, Slim Fathers, yep. Defectors.
It's a pretty awesome lineup. All of Dirty Spells threw it together, and as well as I think Band Music, and I don't remember the third person, but
yeah, yeah. It's ATR.
Oh, it's CITR. Oh, that's perfect then.
Yeah, it's a great event that is happening on 27 and 28. I'm really stoked to see all these bands. I guess you're friends with most of the bands, eh?
Something I like about the Vancouver music community is everyone kind of knows everyone. And even if they don't, they're pretty open to meeting new people.
Yeah. So speaking of that, how do you see the punk scene in Vancouver?
The punk scene, it goes through phases. But I think it's really supportive. I really enjoy the punk scene in Vancouver. I especially like a lot of the pop-up venues that show up here and there, usually in the downtown east side.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool to see lots of opportunities for new bands to play and like to see a lot of people go out and see them, which I think the pop up venues and such are more like they always have a bit better turnout than the classic bars and such.
Yeah.
So I think those kind of venues are a bit more supportive of the punk scene.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, we were talking to Ryan from The New Values.
Cool. I missed that. I was busy, you know, barbecuing.
Yeah. So we were talking about the vinyl, because they're going to be releasing a vinyl soon.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are releasing a cassette tonight, no? At the Biltmore?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're releasing a cassette?
Yes, you're releasing a cassette tape. Brent from Bad Channels. He's got a new cassette label that's called Pizza Pop. And the first cassette they released was theirs, and then the second one is Keep Tidy's new cassette.
Okay. So why cassettes?
Cheap and quick and easy. We were planning on doing a 7-inch, but just, you know, things happen. It took a bit long, and we needed something for Sled Island, so we decided to go with the cassette route instead. And they're just fun.
Yeah, they're
really, really quick to make, and I don't know. I really like them. I like having a cassette collection at home.
Well, so are you planning to release the 7-inch later on too, or?
I think we'll just wait for our next recordings before we make a 7-inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just because we've already released this one.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll let you go back to your barbecue. We don't want any burnt food there.
Okay.
But thank you, Dustin, for calling. And yeah, we're excited to see you guys on the Summer Freakout Festival.
Yeah, that's gonna be a really awesome event. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you. Let's play Defectors and let's give away a couple of tickets for this festival. The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and let's play some Defectors, no? Cheers. So that's Ben Sinister. The song is Give It a Rest from the CP On My Mind. Let's play a couple of psychedelic bands that are going to be performing also in the Summer Freakout Festival. Let's do Capital 6. And we'll be right back. 101.1 FM.
Sky.
And that was Aunts and Uncles and To the Cause. They're playing with Tarana Horse this Friday for the CD release party of Tarana Horse, Garbage Bear. And before them, we listened to this awesome band, Three Wolf Moon. Water Wine is the name of the song. I think the EP is called W. Pretty cool. And before them, we listened to Capital Six with the song Plain Death. So the bands are playing on the 28th at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. So, yeah, pretty awesome shows coming your way this summer. Let's listen to another. Check out this festival that's happening on the 21st, too.
Saturday, July 21st, is the Catalano Music and Art Festival, Vancouver's biggest free outdoor music event, featuring six stages showcasing over 30 of Vancouver's top musical performers, including the Zolas, Ben Sinister, Jeremy Fisher, Catherine Calder, Lady Hawk, Siskiyou, and many, many more. Plus, eclectic pods of distinctive local artisans, street performers, and a host of other festivities. Stroll down West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald's, and you'll be captivated by the electric energy of the festival. Don't miss it.
You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to feel this shame. You don't have to love someone. You don't have to love yourself. You just have to be a man. You don't have to keep running away. You don't have to keep running away. You
So that's Creef, album 100,000 Pieces. The song Tell Yourself. Somebody just sent it here to my mailbox. Pretty cool song there. So let's play Eve. Eve is a singer-songwriter from Vancouver. She just released her CD called Ready to Fall. And she's playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on 1143 Kingsway this Friday. And she also plays the open mic on This Place Hatcheries every Tuesday. So today, it's open mic at This Place Hatchery. It's on 4th and Blenheim. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue. So let's play a couple of songs from her. And we're going to say goodbye with Annie DeFranco. Awesome singer-songwriters from the USA. She was at the Folk Fest, which, by the way, was a really amazing festival, the Folk Fest on Jericho Beach. So big kudos to all the organizers, because it was really cool. So let's play Eve now. And remember, she's playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, and probably today at This Place Hatchery.
On cornflakes was really worth the fight. He told me that he never really loved me, but he had to keep me on all night. Father to me, make a little money, leave him with a finger down. I wake up every single morning wishing I was someone else, and I really didn't even want to have to say goodbye so soon. I really didn't even wanna have to say that we tried. Really didn't even wanna have to, really didn't even wanna have to, really didn't even wanna have to, really didn't even wanna have to say. But I don't know. Every last emotion, we could telephone for more. 4 a.m. and it's only just beginning, and everyone's hitting the floor. Didn't want that boy so bad. Said I want that boy be the best I ever had, the best I ever had. Emo boy says I'm spinning him out of choices. Don't you wanna play for me? I'm got your phone, it's ringing me out of control as I chisel away the fees and feelings. And I really didn't even wanna have to say goodbye so soon. I really didn't even wanna. Really didn't even wanna have to, really didn't even wanna have to say, hey, hey, no, 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 no. Was it really worth it? He told me that he never really loved me, but he had to keep me on. He had to keep me on. He had to keep me on all night, all night. Thank you.
So that's Ev from the new album Ready to Fall. That was Emo Boy, produced by Michael Dewey, who is also going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. And also we have tickets to give away for Easy Big Fella and Los Furious playing on July 21st. So if you give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, we'll give you a pair of tickets to go check out Los Furious with Easy Big Fella. Oh, there's somebody there. You don't want to wake up, go read, please don't go. Congratulations to Max that won the tickets for Los Furious. And next is Inner Journey with Arthur Kay. And I guess we'll put an Annie DeFranco song for a transition of the shows. It's really cool. We're talking about her. She was at the Folk Fest. And I'll see you next week, or I'll see you tonight at this place, Hashery.
Just carries you through. You better ready. cause what you gonna do if you're not?
All right, hey, that was Simone DeFranco. Thanks, Oswaldo, for putting that on. Hi, this is Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey. Today, I'll be playing a bunch of folk and stuff. I'm coming off the Folk Fest, which a bunch of people, we just were there, and here in Vancouver, following a week after Vancouver Island Music Fest, and it was, you know, all kinds of things. Ani DeFranco, that was just playing, she was there and played about an hour-long set. No